I read that Trump is actually enjoying all the attention that he's getting from his potential indictment. Yeah, Trump's excited now, but wait until he finds out the ketchup in jail is Hunt's.
Attica! Attica! I want out of here!
The Hunt's instead of Heinz ketchup joke, is that what's going on there? Because he likes Teresa Heinz Kerry, John Kerry's wife's ketchup better? They ran out of jokes a long time ago. And joke writers, these are not the funniest people. Joe Biden's kind of funny. Did you see Joe Biden? He's talking about what goes on in the steamy bathroom of his house and his wife. And he didn't mention his daughter, Ashley. Remember his daughter, Ashley, that the passive-aggressive daughter that left the diary with all the smut in it? About how Joe Biden showered with her at terribly inappropriate age. And then Joe Biden, he's got this, in the steamy bathroom where I shave, Jill leaves notes for me. She leaves notes for me. And he reveals at least one of the notes, and only one of them, though. And it's just from one day. And the news media is going to coo. They're going to coo and purr over it because it's good to be a Democrat. It's a little bit creepy, but it's not as creepy as some of the other notes she left. Because, you know, one of the notes she left was, "Stop showering with Ashley." But that was some years ago. That's their daughter who ended up a sex addict and among other things. And a drug addict, right? And a passive-aggressive, you know, where's Ashley? Why isn't Ashley? We hear all about Bo Biden, who tragically, he was the good one. And he passed away, and that was a tragic thing, a terrible thing, a young man. And then we got Hunter, of course, and we hear all about him because he's the center of the business universe for the Biden crime family, I think. But Ashley, she's the one that left the diary. They're both passive aggressive. You know, Hunter left the laptop where it would likely be found, and it's full of all kinds of horrible information, criminal, ongoing. And the media and the apparently the Justice Department and the Democrats in elected office everywhere could care less about it because they're like, hey, this guy's almost as corrupt as I am, the average Democrat is saying out there. Amazing stuff. But we've got a little bit of Joe Biden for you today. He's not bright. We got a little bit of Kamala Harris. She is not bright. And where do we find these people? Man, this is the United States of America. Our leadership, I'm making quotation marks with my fingers, should not be allowed out in public and certainly not allowed near the kids. Speaking of not allowing them near the kids, we've got a lot of trans news today, too, because the Democrats, you know, and they got a new one. Have you seen this? LGBTQIAP. P. They've added P. What is P? Is that the pedophile wing of the Democrat Party? I'll take a look at that for you. I've got a story. Private Christian school pushes book about trans child to fourth graders. To fourth graders, because, you know, it's what was the old joke? Michael Jackson's favorite university, you know, in college sports, Brigham Young. Brigham Young. It was the Brigham Young because he was a child molester, you see. And the Democrats were okay with that. They provided and that's like they're the party of Jeffrey Epstein and Harvey Weinstein and Matt Lauer and Bill Clinton and the list goes on. But here we've got they're completely nuts. The private Christian school pushes book about trans child to fourth graders. I went out with a friend last night and had a couple of cool beverages. They were Bud Lights and bottles. I'll go ahead and reveal that. And we were talking about all kinds of stuff. And my friend has children. He's got children, multiple children, plural. Not just one, you know, like Michael Pierce. He has one. Max, he's a good one. Max is a good one. And my friend said, well, he's sending his kids to schools, as you might imagine, because that's what kids do in the daytime. At least they used to before the left got here and the Wuhan Red Death. Speaking of which, I'm wearing my I Survived the Wuhan Red Death t-shirt today right here in the studio, and which are available to you and your friends and family who have survived the Wuhan Red Death at the Chris Plant store, and with many other fine products as well. And coffee mugs with I Survived the Wuhan Red Death and Remember Normal. Don't forget Remember Normal because somebody's got to. But back to the Democrats. So the private Christian school, it's Episcopal. and Pusha's book about trans child to fourth grader, the fourth grade class. The Washington Free Beacon has the story. The Washington Post front page story today. They've got their front page story with a big color picture and everything. And it is, I was actually sharing it because they had it online yesterday. I was sharing some of it with you online yesterday. But this is, these people are quite disturbing. They really are. They've got a big picture of a what appears to be a massive protest, but it's mostly the camera angle. It's probably about two dozen people, but they make it look like 2 million with the camera angle. I know how this works. I used to be a television producer. Iowa's sharp turn right from Central State to Florida of the North. And they've got a big color picture here of children at a big gay rally. And they tend to be wearing rainbow things. And here's a nine-year-old. I'd say she's a nine-year-old, maybe a 10-year-old girl. Just let me love, her homemade sign says, with a yellow. It's not a smiley face. It's a frowny face. And she's frowny. They're teaching her to be miserable as a nine-year-old because somebody's against her being gay or something like that. This is what the Democrat Party is teaching. This is what schools are for, in their estimation. And then there's another, probably a 10-year-old girl, she might be 11, and she's got some kind of a radical flag slung over her shoulders and like a Palestinian scarf or something, because the left has her. And she's got a sign that with like rainbow butterflies, and the sign says, Amor es amor. That's love is love, see? And but she's like 10. And, you know, just don't say they're grooming the children. Just don't say they're sexualizing the children. And here it is on the front page of the Washington Post with a big picture and everything. And this is Iowa. Iowa. And that means it's everywhere. It's everywhere. There's no getting away from it. So, and this is, and the Washington Post is pro-sexualizing children at younger and younger ages. They're in favor, of course, naturally, don't be ridiculous, of changing the gender of your child without telling you as the parent. And they're fighting. This is a crusade that they are on. This is not a one-off thing or anything like that. So I want to get into that. Also, I got this today. This is a great one. Washington, D.C., colon. They love their colons. Trans Day of Vengeance. March 31st dash April 1st. Wait a minute. Isn't that 2 days? Because, yeah, I mean, again, you use the words, but you don't know what they mean. The Trans Day of Vengeance, they have so much vengeance in their hearts that it's 2 days. It's 2 days of Trans Day of Vengeance. And this is the entire Democrat Party. It's the party of cross-dressing. You know, what is that movie, Joel Grey and Cabaret? You know, they think that's a how-to. They watch that. That's what it's, Cabaret, right? Liza Minnelli. That's, I never liked Liza Minnelli. Never. She's, you know, that movie Arthur? That's a really fun movie until she comes into it. Then it's just time to turn the channel. It's really funny until, because that Dudley Moore guy, he's an English fella. He's very funny in the first part of the movie. And then Liza Minnelli comes in stealing stuff at the store, and it's time to turn the channel because she's too annoying for words. But, and why does she talk like that? She's raised in Beverly Hills. That's what I want to know. Anything. So the Trans Day of Vengeance. I like the vengeance. Imagine that conservatives were having the, like, straight Day of Vengeance. The news media would set themselves on fire in front of the Supreme Court like that Democrat did last year. Trans Day of Vengeance. And it's 2 days because they're too stupid to know what a Day of Vengeance is. It's a day. This is now like a weekend of vengeance or something like that. Trans Day of Vengeance. Now, I went to this because a friend sent me a link to the Trans Day of Vengeance, not because he's trans or thinking, but he did ask if I was signing up. I'm pretty sure he was kidding. The Trans Day of Vengeance, I clicked on it because that's what you do with these things. You click on it, and they're looking for clicks. And it turns out I clicked on the thing, and it's Struggle, giant black print, Struggle, La Lucha, Español, por la Struggle. And it's and there's a big red star in between the English and the Spanish. And then For Socialism, / Por el Socialismo, For Socialism. And there's Che Guevara, right there. They got Che Guevara. And I think they have, who's this guy? I think it might be Geronimo. I'm serious. With a rifle, okay? And the Trans Day of Vengeance, March 31st and April 1st. I think the FBI should be out crashing doors. They should have infiltrators in there dressed as women, just like J. Edgar Hoover liked to do in the old days. But never mind that. Trans Day of Vengeance. Stop trans genocide. Apparently there's a trans genocide. They make up this stuff, and then they're so dumb, they believe it themselves. They invent things. But it's, so I went to the page, and I started poking around. Maybe poor choice of words there. And I started poking around, and it's got your support. You can click on the support thing or the home thing, and I clicked on these things to look at the, and they've got, if you click on the support and the home thing, they've got mobilizing to free Mumia Abu Jamal, the San Diego branch. Now, he's not in jail in San Diego. Mumia Abu Jamal is a guilty as hell cop killer, but that's why the left loves him. Because, and he shows up like with the mustachioed Amy Goodman on what's that called, the on National Panhandler Radio. They've got it, communist name for the, and she's got a mustache. She kind of predates the whole trans thing, but she had a pretty good kind of Joseph Stalin mustache even back in the old days. It's not some things considered. You see that I only touched on this the other day, but the National Panhandler Radio. What's her show? National Panhandler Radio just built a more than $200 million headquarters building with a green roof, and they get a LEED certification for being environmentally friendly. And then they fired 10% of their staff because they said they came up $30 million short in advertising funding. Who said that they advertise on National Panhandler Radio?
Democracy.
That she's hypocrisy now? Hypocrisy now. So, and here's the socialist thing. And we pay her salary. And, for her mustache grooming, I think we pay for her mustache grooming as well. Yeah, so mobilized to free Mumia Abu Jamal. And then Havana and the World. Al-Mayadeen interviews the Cuban president. And they're very excited about these things. And then the San Diego March for Black Womxn, WOMXN, because they don't acknowledge gender. They don't believe gender exists. It's pretty amazing. Amazing. And the bank panic of 2023, if he can bail out banks, Biden can roll back prices. He can roll back, because they're communists, you see. They think that the president, who's a dictator, he's like Hitler, Stalin, that he can just change the prices, snap his fingers, and change the prices of everything from cars to a carton of eggs. Speaking of which, I went to the grocery store yesterday. Have you heard of these grocery stores? And I was getting just a couple of things. But it was kind of amazing because I was walking by the egg section. They have an entire section devoted to eggs. And I was looking at the end. There were two people. One was an immigrant man from an Asian country. The other was a woman who didn't appear to be an immigrant woman. But they were standing there with their knuckles on their hips looking at the price of eggs. And it was so nutty that I actually took a picture of the eggs I have right here. I took a picture of the eggs. $6.29 for a dozen eggs. $6.29 for a dozen eggs. They're brown eggs, large, one dozen, $6.29, because Joe Biden is doing such a good job. And then these here, I think these are free-range eggs, $6.99. I'm showing the picture on my iPad to Michael Piercy. $6.99 for a dozen eggs. And you know what the communist solution is? It's that the president should snap his fingers and lower prices. That's what they say, because they're communists. And then when I was leaving, they have this washer fluid for your car, right? Not like $1.20. That was $1.20 like a minute ago. Now it's $3.59. See, that's $3.60. $3.59 for a gallon of blue washer fluid. That was a dollar. And honestly, I started talking to the ladies stocking the shelves because they had this. I kind of stopped buying Coca-Cola when they got all political. And I was buying some Dr. Pepper. I wanted to buy some Dr. Pepper. And I said, and there was a six-pack of the bottles. And it was like $7.99 or something. And I said to the lady, what is with this, the stocking the shelves? I said, what is with this? This is like each bottle costs less at a 7-Eleven. What's going on? And she shook her head and rolled her eyes and she looked at me. She said, I used to love working here. Now I hate working here. It was a giant food store. Giant food. Your regular kind of giant place. Yeah. But here the communists say that Joe Biden should just lower prices because there it is. That's a trans day of vengeance. Fight back against far-right attacks, which are non-existent except in their delusional mental minds. Where they, you know, the Democrat Party, they've organized and unionized the mentally ill, and it turns out there are a lot more of them than we had originally thought. We're at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
All right, I'd like to go to the telephones. I've got a lot of, we got reparations for you because the Democrats are kleptocrats. Newsmax, I have more updates on Newsmax. Socialism kills. Let's go to Dan. Dan, the truck driver who listens to the stream off of WMAL, but normally listens to WLS in the greater Chicagoland area. And Dan is calling from Plainfield, Illinois. Daniel, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Dan.
I was listening to WMAL, and I heard that the Chicago Blackhawks were having a gay pride night. Well, they were afraid that the majority, or I don't know, half the team, is Orthodox Christian and wouldn't want to wear the rainbow jersey, so they canceled that the team would have to mandatorily wear the rainbow jersey.
And now there is outrage throughout the land. Will it be a night of violence because the Democrat Party demands that the Blackhawks wear rainbow jerseys?
Yeah, I can only say thank God Orthodox Christians. At least they're holding their own. I mean, the rest of us, not too good. But we're hanging in there.
I got to tell you, we got to do better than hang in there, Dan. We got to push back with great force. This is the Blackhawks release statement about Pride Night. Why is there, and that means gay pride, doesn't mean American pride, all right? Let's have Pride Night, Daniel. Let's have Pride like we're proud to be Americans night. How about that?
God bless you, Chris. You're holding your own. And I also wanted to find out, when will the politics and a pint start?
Well, that's a good question. I'm talking to the nice people at WLS about another politics and a pint in the Chicagoland area. And I will update you as events warrant, as they say in Washington, D.C. Daniel, thank you for... Go ahead, Dan.
I'm sorry. I apologize. We're going through dead zones here. I do make my own beer if there's no hops or barley.
All right. I love people that make their own beer. I love that. First time I came across that was in Saudi Arabia. A lot of people make their own beer there. It's illegal, by the way. I got more on the Blackhawks coming up, too, and what they call Pride Night.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian, and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Now, Dan brought up this topic, driving a truck in Illinois out of the greater Chicagoland area, and he pointed out that let me say this first of all, The Democrats have declared the month of June, the entire month of June, June 1st to June 30th, to be what they call Pride Month. Pride in America? No, pride only means one thing to them. There's only one thing to be proud of, and that's LGBTQIAAP plus. And P has been added. Is P? Somebody told me that the P was pedophile. No reason to believe that except the front page story on the Washington Post today and practically every day. But, you know, here's the bit. Maybe we should send out this picture from the Washington Post with the little children that they have with their gay rally in Iowa of all places. And their kids were trying to assess these little girls with Amour S. Amour and the rainbow colors. She may be 11 years old. She may be 11 years old. And just don't say the Democrats are sexualizing children or grooming children or steering them toward a gay lifestyle or transgenderism, because that's what the whole story is about by Annie Gowen on the front page of the Washington Post today. And then the little girl next to her with the frowny face, this is, says, just let me love. You know what? If anyone loved you, they would go to prison gender. And there are only two, by the way. But it turns out this P, LGBTQIAP, AA plus, pound sign, asterisk, they, turns out the P is pansexual. I had to look it up today. And I think I found something at Yale at their website. P is pansexual. I'm like, well, aren't you pansexual if you're bisexual? You know, having sex with men and with women. Whether you're a man or a woman, if you're having sex with men and women, aren't you pansexual? And no. See, that's not the correct answer, because there aren't two genders. That would be a binary choice, and they don't believe that there are two genders. They believe San Francisco, for example, more than 130 choices, Facebook, more than 50 choices and of genders, because the Democrat Party is mentally ill, the entire Democrat, and just don't say that they're grooming children. And then you show this picture is on the front page of the Washington Post below the fold, and they're attacking legislators in Iowa because they don't want child grooming in schools, in grammar schools. And if you oppose that, then you're a terrible bigot and a terrible person, and you have some kind of a phobia, an irrational fear. Legislators in the formerly purple state, now in the GOP corner, tee up a raft of bills on LGBTQ rights. That is to assume that it is a right to groom children in grammar school and to sexualize the children with an agenda, with a curriculum, with books, with, drag time story hour for kindergarten. This is the Democrat Party, and this is entirely in the mainstream. It's not like this is on the fringes. But back to hockey. All right, so LGBT Pride Month, just called Pride Month for short, is the month of June. Why, then, is the National Hockey League, which I think is a league of manly men, are there any women playing hockey at this point? And a professional, professional NHL hockey? I know there are women's hockey leagues. And hockey is a great game. It's an amazing game. And you want to stay in shape. There is no better way to stay in shape than hockey. It's unbelievable. But water polo, maybe. Water polo is great, too. But here is the hockey beast. The Blackhawks release new statement about Pride Night. What is it, proud to be an American night? I'm thinking, explains why they won't wear rainbow-colored jerseys. They really have to explain that? That's, honestly... And the Athletic, Blackhawks will not wear pride jerseys for team's Pride Night on Sunday. Colon. They love their colons. Sources. You should never really have one word after the colon. And then Fox News has Blackhawks will not wear pride jerseys. That's what they're called. Due to safety concerns for Russian players. And that's what Dan was talking about. Right? And this is kind of amazing. Team has worn pride uniforms in the past. Why? Is there a straight night in the NHL? And let me just say this, because I'm not gay. It's fine if you are. I could care less. Why do I have to keep hearing about it? You don't hear about me being straight every hour of every day We're not out there screaming through bullhorns and, you know, dragging children out with signs saying, just let me be straight. And amour is amour. Should really? Amour is amour? That's it's like Pepe Le Pew. Now, I mean, there's Seinfeld did do at least one episode about, was it one episode or two episodes? And they got this guy Kramer, who's a liberal, and he ended up destroying his career by going up on stage and yelling the N-word again and again and again and again and again. And then somehow he lost his career because, you know, Black Lives Matter, except for all the Black Lives that don't matter to the Democrats. But, you know, they send another check to Planned Parenthood and call the herd. But Cosmo Kramer, I believe was his name, with the funny hair, Michael Richards, I think. And they had an episode where, you know, there's like a cause and everybody's supposed to be wearing the ribbon on their clothes.
Cosmo Kramer.
Okay, you're checked in.
Yeah, thank you.
Here's your AIDS ribbon.
No, thanks.
You don't want to wear an AIDS ribbon?
No.
But you have to wear an AIDS ribbon.
I have to?
Yes.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't want to.
But everyone wears the ribbon. You must.
Everyone
wear the
does.
Ribbon.
You must.
What you are? You're a ribbon bully.
Hey.
You have to wear it.
Come back here and put this on.
You have to wear it. Everybody's wearing it. That's exactly why I don't want to wear it. It kind of goes to Anthony Fauci the other day, doesn't it? With Republicans, they're going to have to be broken, right? Because they don't want to be told what to do. They're Hitler. Let's just be honest. They're Stalin, Hitler. What's the difference? I think Stalin had a better mustache and killed more people. But other than that, you know, the Democrats. So, and Michael Richard, then they have the march, and he wants to go to the march, but he doesn't want to wear the ribbon because he doesn't want to be told what to do.
Hey, where's your ribbon? Well, I don't wear the ribbon.
You don't wear the ribbon? Aren't you against AIDS?
Yeah, I'm against AIDS. I mean, I'm walking, aren't I? I just don't wear the ribbon.
Who do you think you are?
Put the ribbon on.
Hey, Cedric, Bob. This guy won't wear a ribbon.
He won't wear a ribbon. He's getting Cedric and Bob because Cosmo Kramer won't wear the ribbon. And now this is what's happening to the Chicago Blackhawks, which, by the way, have the coolest jerseys and the coolest logo, not just in hockey, but probably in professional sports. And haven't the Democrats come after the Blackhawks logo yet? It's an Indian chief with a headdress. And, you know, the Blackhawk Indians, named for the Blackhawk Indians. Just like the Blackhawk helicopter, named for the Blackhawk Indian tribe, U.S. military helicopter, all that good stuff.
Pride is back at the White House.
Pride is back at the White House. Well, I don't know, ask your daughter. Leave her alone when she's in the shower, would you? Because it led to all kinds of sexual and drug issues and alcohol issues with your daughter. That nobody talks about. Isn't it great to be a Democrat? Boy, it's like the Soviet Union around here. So the Chicago Blackhawks were slated to wear rainbow-colored warm-up jerseys on Sunday for the team's Pride Night. They just call it Pride Night. It's not gay Pride Night. There's only one kind of pride. And trans means only one thing, not transition or transportation or transportation secretary Pete Buttigieg. No, it means that you're changing your gender, which the Democrats have popularized far and wide. It's amazing. The Blackhawks, you see, have Russian players, and new Russian law, there's a new Russian law, has banned, quote, gay propaganda, end quote. And that's in Russia, see. And the team reportedly had conversations with security officials regarding the laws. The law made it illegal for Russians to promote or praise the LGBTQ lifestyle. See, but the Democrats love Russian authoritarianism. Blackhawks have three players with Russian heritage or have family in Russia. Defenseman Nikita Zaitsev and these two other Russian guys. And the NHL and several of its teams and players have come under fire in recent months for backing off on wearing pride uniforms, despite previously advertising such. Philadelphia Flyers, Ivan Povorov, I'm going to go with that. I don't really follow hockey these days, cited the Russian Orthodox religion in January as to why he did not join the team in wearing such jerseys. New York Rangers promoted its Pride Night in January, saying, players would wrap pride-themed tape. Where? Well, you can't see it. That's kind of someplace you can't see it. On sticks. They're going to have gay sticks. They got the rainbow hockey sticks, as well as similar jerseys. But that plan was also nixed with no explanation. The same thing occurred with the Minnesota Wild earlier this month. Now, honestly, I've got to say, let's have National Pride Month and see how the left. Let's have National Pride Night in the NHL and see how the left. And everything will be draped in American flags, and it'll be great. It would be wonderful. And I got another one. Let's have Pro-Life Night in the NHL. All right? Commie dogs. Let's have Pro-Life Night. And we could have, like, mutilated baby tape wrapped around the sticks, around the edge of the blade of the stick. And that would be real good. Pro-Life Night. Or we could have Socialism Kills Night. Because you want to politicize absolutely everything and have political nights in every sport, then let's do it, by all means. Let's have, God Bless America Night, American Pride Night. Let's have Pride and Pro-Life Night. Catholic Pride Night. Let's do Catholic Pride Night, okay? Socialism Kills Night. And we'll have, mid-game, during the in between the periods, we can have events where, I got a couple of former Chinese, now American people for you today, talking about what they see happening in the United States of America. And this is a part of it, make no mistake. And Socialism Kills Night. And then let's have Stop Slavery in China Night. What do you think? Crush Slavery in China Night. And we're going to have LeBron James come out and make a speech on the ice. After the second period of play, and he can thank the slaves for making him wealthier than he ever could have imagined being, and for making his Nike shoes for him and putting money in his pocket so he can pay for the gas for his Gulfstream jet, which puts all that CO2 into the atmosphere and is killing the planet faster than the minutes are ticking away and the planet is pretty much dead already. That's it. So China's just a few of my proposals for the NHL. All right. Pro-Life Night, Socialism Kills Night, End Slavery in China Night, I'm just scratching the surface. You guys could probably come up with a whole bunch more. All right, Michael, let's take a phone call. Because the NHL, and there they got their rainbow because it is a sexual political cause. They've turned sexuality into politics. And they're, can you say jamming it down your throat? Because the children, they're targeting the children in all the schools. And here's the, I'm going to share this photograph because this is the front page of the Washington Post photo. And we will share this with you today. This is why Republicans in Iowa are bad. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jim. Calling from Rockville, Maryland, listening on WMAL. Jim, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris. Like I told you, caller, first and foremost, I want to thank WMAL and everybody there for what you do for Fisher House, okay? That your annual fundraiser drive, that's just fantastic. Hats off to you guys. Second, I happen to be a Vietnam vet, and... of course, you were talking about Gay Pride Month, right?
Yeah.
A couple of years ago out here in Montgomery County, here in Rockville, they took down the
MIAPW flag.
The MIA flag at Veterans Plaza and put up the rainbow flag for the month, And I was tolerant, okay? I've been rather, I grew up, I got good genes for my folks. We were taller than just about everybody. But that was a nail in the coffin for me. I'm done with them.
This is the left, Jim. This is what you were...
I know it. But it really rubs me the wrong way for another reason is I happen to be a member of a representative for a national organization that deals with the family. families of the fallen. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And can I mention the organization?
But of course you can.
Okay. Well, the organization is Honor and Remember. Okay. .org. And there's an Honor and Remember flag that we like to fly in honor of the fallen and for the families of the fallen, to let the families know that America hasn't forgotten. Okay?
Well, Jim, let me tell you, the Democrat Party has politicized everything, and they're politicizing the children and the schools, the grammar schools. They're sexualizing children in schools. They deny it. They lie about it all the time. You know, Jim, you were sent to Vietnam to combat the spread of communism in Southeast Asia in the 1960s and the early 1970s. And, you know, let me tell you something. I've got audio today from two different Chinese Americans who are sounding the alarm that what they're seeing here in the United States is an awful lot like what they escaped in the Maoist communist China. And that's coming up. Jim, saluting you, my friend.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
And again, they have no sense of irony at The Washington Post. They also have a photograph of a woman draped in some sort of a cause flag. And they occupied, I guess, the rotunda of the state capitol in Des Moines, Iowa, for the We Say Gay rally. And it's children. It's children. And the whole story is about how Republicans are peddling this falsehood that liberals are trying to sexualize children in schools. And here are the teachers bringing the children from schools to the Capitol for the We Say Gay rally. And this one teenage girl has her queer sign, says, "We're queer, we're here, and get over it." Everybody's over it except you. You need help, not the rest of us. Let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Harlow, listening on the WMAL stream on the app, calling out of Kansas City, Missouri, my old stamping grounds. Hey, Harlow.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just want to make a quick point on the effect of wokeness on professional sports, these teams that have surrendered to it. The Kansas City Chiefs have won two Super Bowls. The Washington football team / Commanders have won zero. The Atlanta Braves have won a World Series. The Cleveland Guardians, I don't believe, have won any in 400 years or something like that. And I would just love to see this trend continue. And maybe we could have like a woke versus non-woke tournament sometime when there's enough of them. I'm wondering how long it will be what kind of contract you'd have to offer someone to play for the Unics, because it's really only a matter of time before somebody does that. But
we could have the Stupid Bowl.
Yes.
Honestly, it's completely, it's good. You know, I have t-shirts, Harlow, at the Chris Plant Store, and coffee mugs that just say, "Remember Normal." And I got to tell you, the Democrat Party is pushing normal farther and farther away from all of us. And the Democrat Party no longer represents anything resembling normal, do they, Harlow?
No, it's tragic. And I wish I could say it's going to stop. I'm losing hope, but you are my hope. Keep out there and beat that drum.
Oh, thank you, buddy. Thanks, Harlow. Listen, the Democrats, the left, I've been talking about this for years. They've secured information dominance. And like Malcolm X said, the media has the power to make the innocent guilty and the guilty innocent. Look, they got Joe Biden elected to the presidency over Donald Trump. Joe Biden can't stand up straight or string a sentence together. They got that carbuncle head who is now in an iron lung on life support, Fetterman, elected over a TV star who's a heart surgeon.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.